We are here in the KRFY studios today to talk with well-known local guitarist, musician, Bruce Bishop. Thanks for being here and taking the time to stop by and talk to us. You just released your newest CD, fresh off the press. It's called The Invisible Guitarist. And I had the good fortune to listen to it this weekend. I found it to be an outstanding showcase for your versatile music master guitar work and songwriting talents. And yes, you can laugh, but it's true. First question would be, where did the idea for this recording project come from? What inspired you?
Well, that's a great question. And thank you for having me here. I appreciate it. It's a culmination, kind of what I've been doing here in Sandpoint since I got here. And I got here about 10 years ago. I went to the Cafe Trinity and begged for work. And at first I played and sang, but I hated singing. Each time I played, I tried to make up more instrumentals. And eventually, I had so many instrumentals, I didn't have to bring a microphone and sing anymore. So that was the true motivation for getting these started. Eventually, I've got 35, 36 of these little tunes, and 15 of them appear on the CD now. And I'm kind of ready to do something else now. Do some work on vocal songs and so on, a different process. I felt like if I didn't take care of committing these to a recording, they'd slip away because I forget everything that I don't absolutely need. And so that was really it. I decided, let's just start with all of them. I sketched everything and then listened back through and thought, you know, yes, no, this works, this doesn't work, that kind of process. Essentially, what was really going on was I was taking the guitar parts pretty much as I was playing them in the restaurants as background music, committing them to a recording, and then overdubbing other instruments.
So you're the only person playing on this because I could hear the bass, I could hear other guitars. You're it.
Yeah, I'm it. It was just simpler that way.
Well, I have another question. The name of the CD, this music project, is The Invisible Guitarist. And you've kind of alluded to that a little bit, playing in a restaurant, background music. Talk a little bit about what this is about a little bit more.
All right. My background has been playing in ensembles. Came out of Southern California 10 years ago. That's where I was born. And that's what I did. That's what I knew how to do. When I got here, I couldn't do that here. And so the opportunity to play in the restaurants came up. And I started out, and I became very interested in it. I think there's a kind of a strange art form to playing background music, because you want to draw people in and then release them, because they're not there for the music. They're there and the music is operating at some level, and it fills in gaps in conversations. It works in a way that can magnify the energy of the room. I can play everything I play. I can play four or five different ways. It just depends on what's going on around me. Someone might walk in front of me and I'll play something completely different. So I try to go into a state of mind where I'm just like a mirror as much as possible. And I stay down a little bit low. I don't come across the top of conversation because it's a hindrance to the real purpose of why everybody is there. And there's a certain freedom in it for me because I can play all sorts of things.
It sounds like if you heard a lull in the overall tone of the conversations going on in the room, you might change how you're approaching or what brings something different to that moment.
Absolutely, yeah. The pace of the conversation, the timbre, the actual sound of the conversation, how much energy is in there, how much anxiety is in there. Friday nights are different from Saturday nights because people are carrying a certain amount of energy with them when they come in on Friday nights. You know, and the more that is dissipated on Saturday, and Saturday becomes a different kind of an animal. I work Saturdays over at 41 South, and it's a very different experience, very interesting that way.
I can imagine the seasons also change that mood.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also during the summer, things change up because I have a chance to work with other people during the summer. I get to work with Beth Peterson, and that's a really wonderful from the heart kind of experience. I have a little trio that I get to work with on Friday nights with Tom Newbill and Tim Gunn, and those guys are great, and that's a different animal, although we still sort of apply the same. We're kind of under the radar. We're not dominating the scene, but if you're there and you're having your meal and you want to come for a ride with us for a second, then there we are. And Sundays I get to work with Drew Brown, who's a great bassist. And so, things change up during the summertime quite a bit.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I don't think I've ever heard a musician describe their approach to live performance quite that way. Also, what you said earlier was that these songs on the CD, which are 15, you've defined them a little clearer so they become a song. And how did you come up with some of the titles?
Well, they all have working titles. And I bring a book with me and have a fold-out page that has about 30 of these on them. And they all have names like E6 Minor Blues and F-sharp Dominant 8-Note Scale Song and things like that that have nothing to do with the emotional impact of them. And when I play, I freely move around. I move in and out of these themes and let them emerge, and that helps make me flexible. It helps keep it fresh, and so on and so forth. So part of the process too, like I said, was gelling these things up and saying, no, you got to stay with this idea for a couple minutes and fill it out.
Well, we're very fortunate you did get them into song styles, at least, you know, some kind of compartment you can call each one a song.
Yeah.
And to put it on a CD, because it's really well developed, the recording quality. It's so clear. You really can hear that, the beauty of the guitar.
Well, thank you.
And so this was recorded where?
In my garage.
In your garage. It's a garage band studio recording.
It's like that, yeah. It's just done with a couple of guitars and a bass. And the guitar is a stereo guitar. And
technically, you did a great job, and musically outstanding. You said that you're the only musician on the album. I was thinking there were a whole bunch of other people, but did you have any particular audience in mind? You've alluded to just being kind of the invisible guitarist, as the title says. At any point in time, did you think, who will really dig this? Who will be listening? Who do you want to hear it?
That's always a difficult question. I think a guitarist would enjoy it. Find it interesting. It's the music itself. It can be background. I think a person could do chores to it and never really delve into the details of it. But there are details that are there that are worked out, and hopefully the sonic quality is pleasing. Adults, people who don't want to be hit over the head. Maybe they don't want to be told what to think.
Well, I think that's the beauty of instrumental music, because you can live into it with your imagination. It can actually set a mood that someone else hearing the exact same track would get a different feel. It's an interpretive, mm-hmm. emotional response,
mm-hmm.
and that's the beauty of it. You promised that you would play us a bit of music, and how you described it was a compilation of the whole thing?
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit, and that's probably...
So we'll get a little touch.
Probably a little better. It's more like what's probably going to happen anyway. That's
okay.
What I'm trying to say.
Just explain what you're doing, and
well,
I'll sit back.
Most of the themes that are on the album have an interconnectivity to them, and the album sort of puts up artificial walls between them, but also adds other instrumentation, some straight-up sounding melody lines and so on. But the generating power of it is all the chord stuff that you hear in the background. Thank you.
Oh, that's stunning. And so it leads me to a question. How long have you been playing?
Oh, a while.
A few years.
51.
Okay. And that's where you can get to. Would you consider that fingerstyle guitar?
I think it is. Uh-huh. I use a flat pick and finger picks. And I started with the flat pick and added the finger picks about 10, 12 years ago. Decided to try something else. So it kind of comes out that way. It's not quite as flexible as someone who's using all their fingers and or a thumb pick or something like that. But it's like that.
You brought in another guitar that's very different than what we're looking at right now. Your Loudon, is it?
It is a Weisenborn. And this guitar was sort of one of the original Hawaiian guitars. And so he built guitars after the San Francisco World's Fair, where Hawaiian music was introduced. And it fell into obscurity pretty quickly, actually. He built them in the 20s. And they were out of production by the middle 30s or so. And there were a couple of reasons for that. One was the dobro came along. The dobro was just a louder instrument than this, but there have been a couple of guys who kept this tradition going. Ry Cooder, Dave Lindley, Ben Harper. I've worked with Ben Harper, and so it was through him that I got familiar with this instrument, and it's just a gorgeous thing. I got one some years back because actually I needed a way to rest my left hand at the gig.
So this guitar is sitting on your lap.
This guitar is on my lap, and I've got a steel in my left hand here. So it's a fretless instrument. It's tuned to an open D chord. And it takes care of most of the melodic parts of the album tunes. So, but as a solo instrument, it's real pretty as well.
Absolutely right. Very melodic.
It's a beauty.
Toned
it's
up.
It's really an amazing instrument. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have one.
Everyone should. And it's called a Weisenborn.
Weisenborn.
So you have to be a pretty accomplished guitarist to play fretless with a slide and stuff like that, just to know where to go.
Yeah.
You slide into the pure sound.
Yeah, you know, and it would have been a lot better if I had started young, because it's a challenge. I have to keep my eye on it and hold my breath, and you know.
You don't have marks on it to
There are marks. But
okay,
you know,
it's
a beautiful guitar and everything, but the wood on the fretboard area is light and the markers are light. Mm-hmm. And
well, thank you for doing that, for sharing some of your songs with us. You say that your songs just kind of flow into each other according to whatever, but to put together a CD, I see that each of these has very unique, distinct, even though they have similarities. Number one really had a ragtime feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to A Fool's Lament. There just was enough difference that they really stand out on their own
as a
song.
Wonderful.
You know, you're so accomplished, you could do just about anything.
Well, thank you.
I just want to remind our listeners that this is Bruce Bishop here in the studios of KRFY, local master guitarist. So it's really nice to have you here. And what's in the future? Lots of playing music.
Lots of playing music. I teach a couple nights a week over in Heron, Montana. I work with high school kids. That's a big part. Lots more recording to be done. There's always things to do in the studio.
So where and when can our listeners see you next and in the future through the winter hour?
I am at the Trinity every Friday night. Been there for 10 years. Also 41 South on Saturday nights. Coming up to 4 years there with Cassandra Kaysen. So those are the two main things. Beth and I have been over on the other side of the lake over in Hope at the Hope Outskirts Gallery over there on Sunday afternoons.
So where can someone, this is fresh off the press.
This is brand new.
I think I might be the first or second person to have listened to it.
You have the first one.
The first
copy.
Right
there in your hand.
Right here. And you don't mind if we put it into our music library?
I think that'd be great.
So
please do. Thank you.
You can feature it on one of our local music shows on a Friday night or a Tuesday night. And so how can we get others who are listening to this or will hear the show?
There's you can get them at the Trinity. Mm-hmm. There's some over there. There's some over at 41 South. I have a website. If you just go on to Google and put in Bruce Bishop Music or Bruce Bishop's Music, then that will take you to a website and there's a way to buy it there. You can look at my guitar textbook there, which is downloadable for free. A few other, there's a lot of samples of actually solo work.
So if our listeners are in the need of a great CD, brand new, fresh off the press, from a local musician, they can go to Bruce Bishop Music and find a link, or go to Trinity's on Friday night,
right.
41 South on Saturday night.
Yep.
Wherever we see you on the street, you'll have a pocket full of them.
I always have them.
That was a really beautiful sampling. We certainly appreciate it. This is 88.5 KRFY. And Bruce, thank you so much for stopping by the studios here and sharing, you know, your CD with us.
Susie, thank you very much.
Yeah.